Welcome to America's Jobs Team. At Consultant Connect, we believe the greatest force for change is a job, but it requires amazing, talented economic developers. Each week, we will go deep with America's jobs heroes on their leadership journeys, with the belief that when leaders get stronger, their communities thrive.
Welcome to the America's Jobs Team podcast. Today, I get the pleasure of speaking with Robbie Bennett, who is the Executive Director at the Development Authority of Columbia County. Robbie has been promoting economic development in the greater Augusta area for nearly 10 years and has created more than 4,100 jobs, accounting for $790 million in investment during his tenure. Robbie was recently named as one of IEDC's 40 Under 40 and has some great insight to self-awareness and reflection. Let's listen into Robbie's interview. Hey, Robbie. Well, I want to dive right in. You know, we've been looking forward to this interview for quite some time, and we're all excited to, you know, learn from your leadership and you can burden us with your knowledge of how to be a great leader. I want to kick things off with kind of a general question. What's the biggest challenge facing leaders today?
Honestly, for me, everything that I pay attention to from a leader standpoint, I find that leaders themselves are their biggest challenge. They take too much stock into what society's telling them or people influencing them instead of paying attention to what their skill sets are, being self-reflective, and knowing when to step out of the way and let their staff and their team kind of take charge on some of this. As a result, leaders themselves tend to cause the bigger problem sometimes.
That's really interesting. Yeah, it's that going back to that, you know, that self-awareness thing of knowing what your strengths are and what you can and can't handle. I think that's really good advice.
Absolutely. I mean, there are plenty of things that I cannot do. I have a staff around me that can help me and get me to where I need to be. And some are my staff, some are county team, some are my board members. If I try to do it all myself and not be reflective of where my weaknesses are, I'm not going to be successful.
Yeah, and it's okay to not be good at everything, and it's okay to admit that. You know, I think that's how you get the right things done the right way. So what's a characteristic that you believe every leader should possess? And is there someone, you know, through your leadership journey that you can think of as an example?
Well, putting it that way, my original mentor in economic development was Jack Ellenberg. He was division director, deputy secretary for South Carolina Department of Commerce. He was also Georgia Ports Authority. Now I believe he's up at Clemson University. He was very instrumental in me understanding what it took and what it meant to engage and be a leader. And I think my two characteristics really personify him as well. First is having compassion for your staff, your team, but also having humility, being able to know that others around you may have something to offer, and having that opportunity to guide them and shape them and challenge them in the right way is important. But you cannot do that without being humble and showing compassion first.
Yeah, you know, it always goes back to, you know, great leaders don't have to be the best at everything, but they have to make others better. And I think that's really what, you know, it all comes down to when it comes to that. So on the other side, you know, what's a behavior or a trait that you've seen that has, you know, kind of derailed a leader's career? And are there ways that you can guard against that?
I think guarding against derailing your career is always going back to self-reflection. And you'll see me come back to this as we go through the questions. But I think based on my experience watching leaders that I've been associated with or had the opportunity to work with, what I've seen derail most people is their ego. Their ego gets in their way. They start thinking that they know more than everyone else, or they start thinking that they are above the rules, that the rules don't apply, or that doing this favor for somebody is okay, even though we don't want to do it over here. And letting your ego get the best of you is the fastest way to fall in leadership in my world. I see too often people getting in the way and doing things that if they were really stopping for a minute and thinking about, they never would do. But they just think that their role in this job is all about them and not necessarily about the organization and everyone else around them or impact. So hands down, sure, Ego is the biggest Achilles heels for most leaders.
So you've mentioned self-awareness and reflection a few times. Are there any practical tips, I guess, that you have that you're using to ensure that you're practicing the self-reflection and that you're continuing to grow and develop as a leader yourself?
So for me, it's all about continuous learning, be it reading books or talking with my staff, my board, especially my wife, asking them their opinion. Am I doing things that make sense? Am I living up to what I'm trying to get you to live up to? And really, if you're not willing to take some criticism or listen to others and their views of you, you're not going to be able to gain the self-reflection you need to grow as a leader. And for me, that's what I do more often than not. And many times I find that when I ask my wife a question, I better be ready for the answer because she's not going to pull a punch. She's going to be very honest with me and say, Robbie, you've got to lighten up, or you say this, but really you need to be saying something else. And she holds me, keeps me grounded in that. And I think that's very important. And I challenge my staff to do the same. I challenge them because I'm going to challenge them. So I challenge them to challenge me also. I'm very blessed to have a great staff and a great board who really value leadership and leadership training. And that gives me an opportunity to be successful, I think.
Yeah, we all need people like that in our lives, like people that will challenge us and people that will, you know, give us the hard truths sometimes, because that's really what makes us better as leaders. So, you know, when we talk about people that, you know, are going into a leadership position, not everybody's ready to do that. What's some advice that you would give someone that's getting ready to go into a leadership role for the first time, maybe getting ready to lead a community or an organization? What's a piece of advice you'd have for someone like that?
So it's a couple of pieces of advice. The first advice I give everyone that works with me, and that's be a sponge. Absorb everything around you, from what people are saying to how they're acting to what they're doing to the information that's being delivered to you. You need to understand the dynamics in a community. You need to understand the dynamics of an organization, because that's going to help your ability to affect the greater good, to really have a positive impact when you do take the reins. At the same time, I really like challenging people to think outside the box, find new inventive ways to do things a little bit differently, but always stay grounded. When you first get into a role, make sure you're understanding what has been done before, understand your legal contracts, the obligations, and be ready to adapt once you're in charge. Because too often we come in and we don't pay attention to the historical precedents that's been set before us. We come in, we're ready to make change, but a lot of times the change isn't what's necessary. It's going back and understanding where we are today and how we got there. That's probably the most important when you take over a new organization.
Sure. So Robbie, you were recently named this year IDC's 40 Under 40. I know I had the pleasure of being there when you received that award. Other than that, what are you most proud of in your career thus far?
So I've had many opportunities since being in the Augusta market. So I've been back in Augusta for about 10 years now, past seven being in Columbia County. But having been back home for so long, I have a lot of friends and a lot of family that I get into some conversations with. And one was a Thanksgiving dinner, and it's probably been 8 years ago. And one of the cousins was talking about how excited he was for this new opportunity, this job of a new company that came in here. And knowing that I had a small role to play in that job getting created, that's when you know why you're doing it. And having the blessing to do it at home, mm-hmm. where I do have many friends and family that do get to be impacted by what we do in economic development, is just a blessing. And that being said, recently, some of the things that really have made me proud is developing our new industrial park. It came as an opportunity very fast, developed it a whole lot faster than we normally would, but it has changed the landscape for Columbia County, the conversations, the projects, the activity, and it's helped rebuild our organization. Having that new industrial park, having that product, helped put your community in a position to continue impacting jobs, which is why we do what we do. We want to see people grow, have opportunities that they otherwise wouldn't. And that makes me happy. I love what I do, and I couldn't imagine doing anything else.
Yeah, I know. I've talked to some economic developers before, and you know, they've told me that it's not always the, you know, the 1,000 job, you know, announcements that really hit home. It's the family that came up to them saying that, like, because of you, you got them a job which changed their life. And I mean, that's really what, you know, you realize, like, how you're impacting, you know, that the lives of a family somewhere that, you know, you may never see again, but you help put food on their table.
Absolutely. And I mean, just getting to have that conversation is wonderful. My former office manager, her husband ended up getting the facility manager, the head job for a local technology company. And it was one of the probably second or third company that I got to have a role with coming to Augusta. I mean, it's exciting. There's nothing better than knowing the personal impact that is made.
Well, it's hard to ask this question now after, you know, these stories, but, you know, I mean, how would you know if it was time to change jobs? How would you know if it's time to leave an organization or leave the industry altogether?
You know, this is something I think the longer we're in a role, the more we ask this question of ourselves. I wish I had known what I'm about to say 10 years ago. Probably would have had some great impact. But then again, I'm very happy where I've ended up. For me, and I've told my board chairman that I've had over the years in Columbia County, and I tell my staff and I tell my wife the same thing. In economic development, we have a useful life. It is both our useful life to the organization and to the community, but also the impact the community has on us professionally. At some point, we either are not getting the challenges we seek or want, or we're not being as effective as we think we need to be. That's when you need to start either figuring out how to do things differently or figure out if it's time for you to change altogether. I'm a firm believer that I do have a useful life. At some point, I'm not going to be able to guide Columbia County's Economic Development Office down the path that we need to go long term if I'm not making good headway where I am today. And when that time comes, that's when I'll look at my wife and I'll tell her it's time for us to look at new opportunities and see what those opportunities may be. Right now, I'm very happy, very content, loving life, loving what goes on, but you've got to be ready. And it goes to the same thing. You're going to, the longer you're in this business, you're going to get phone calls from headhunters and communities saying, why don't you come look at this opportunity? I would challenge that you need to be open to listening to those phone calls, listening, because a lot of times what it will teach you is that what you have right now is exactly what you need.
Yeah.
Right. And that's important. That keeps you grounded and keeps you moving in the right direction.
Well, in economic development too, it's a, you know, we go back to, you know, how we're changing people's lives. It's a service at the same time. So if you're not all in, well, then you're doing a disservice to that family that needs the job, you know? So I think that's really great advice. Well, Robbie, this is a question I think you'll be a great person to answer this. What does it mean to you to be an American?
So out of all your questions, this is the one that probably gave me the greatest pause of really trying to decide, because so much has changed in our country since our foundation. But I think the idea of civil discourse, that ability for Americans to disagree, to debate, be it philosophically, politically, football or barbecue, whatever the course of the conversation may lead you, is the greatest thing we have as Americans. Being able to have differing opinions is a gift that allows us to learn from each other, that allows us to challenge each other, and allows us to grow both individually and as a community. I love the fact that our entire foundation of a country is based on having conflicts, but figuring out what those compromises need to be to address the conflict for the greater good. And that, to me, is what makes being an American a great opportunity.
Well, and I think that's great advice, because you can use that across the board. You can turn, you know, a perceived weakness into a strength. I think that's a really great quality to have.
Absolutely. I mean, we're blessed. We have an opportunity right now. I mean, look at what's happening in the country, the growth that we're seeing, but we're not going to agree on how we get there. but we can find a way to work together. And working together is key, because economic development is not an individual sport by any stretch of the imagination. We have to work together to get anything done.
Robbie, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on the America Jobs Team podcast today. We really appreciate all of the insight that you've been able to offer the audience, and we thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Nick, and greatly appreciate it, and look forward to hearing it.
I really hope you enjoyed today's interview with Robbie Bennett. He has had some really great insight into his leadership. Well, we are going to be taking a little vacation here at Consultant Connect. So we are going to take a 2-week break, and we are going to see you again in 2020. So enjoy your holiday.